Miss Kelly, licensing is coming.
Licensing is coming?
Wait, ISIS is coming?
Licensing, Mr. Pete. They make all the rules that we have to follow, and they control our ability to run our business.
I don't see the difference.
Okay, we need to fix all the safety infractions in this room in case the licensor comes in here. Mr. Pete, cover all the outlets.
On it.
Miss Hillary, you put away all the cleaning materials and scissors. Miss Nicole, you take care of the stranglers, blinds, power cords, the yarn balls on the art easel. I'll lock all the cupboards.
God, how many safety infractions do we have?
In total or within reach of the children?
Hey, Miss Kelly, I'm running out of duct tape. Do you want me to just put post-it notes over the rest of the outlets?
What? No!
What about the leaky sink?
And apparently this broken cupboard door.
On it!
No duct tape. You should just
hide.
Oh, yes! Hide and seek!
No!
Oh, hot coffees! They're still sitting out!
Just stop them!
Caffeine is the lifeblood of this entire organization.
We'll slam them!
Ouch! It's too hot!
Ah! Ooh! Ah! Power through! Son of a...
Such a waste. This Venti Ice Caramel Macchiato cost as much as an hour of work.
We're ready! Are you counting?
No, Jack! Find your own spot!
Preschool, a sitcom podcast series created by Mark Fillon. Produced by Lisa Helly Johansson and Jake Leibold. Season 1, Episode 3, Licensing. Written by Mark Fillon.
Everything in control here?
All clean, except the garbage bag leak of 2017. That chili stain will be in this rug forever.
Why is licensing coming anyway?
They're investigating what happened last week.
Is this about the clogged toilet flood someone left overnight for me to clean? I won't name names.
Is this about the dangerous percentage of bleach Nicole puts in the disinfectant?
Hey, now.
I didn't lose Henry's inhaler twice.
No, stop! They got an inside tip about our brief ratio problem.
Oh, no. Ratio?
Oh, yes. Ratio is how many kids are allowed in a room based on the number of teachers present.
Oh, my God. He finally got it.
I did? I really can be good at this job. It's all I ever wanted. But has anyone seen Henry's inhaler?
They didn't say anything about our flu outbreak, did they?
Enough! Why don't you tell me why they're coming, Ms. Kelly?
Are you insinuating that I called them?
Well, there is only one thing you can do to make me believe it wasn't you.
Once again, I will not volunteer with your Girl Scout troop, no matter how many merit badges you bribe me with.
Leaders can't earn merit badges. No, today I need you to be me.
I don't have a heart made of stone.
My office. 5 minutes. We'll go over my duties for the day.
I'm already bored being you.
And no one leaves Ratio starting now. So hold your bladders and bowels.
But I just drank all that iced coffee.
Dibs on the tiny toilet.
This is gonna end poorly.
So, here's how this is going to work. I have to remain up front while the licensor interviews each teacher, and you will keep the status quo back there.
Not your daughter?
I don't want to pressure her with this career path too much right now. And magically, you're the only teacher that's been here long enough to know what to do in my place.
Well, well, well. How the tides have turned.
Just focus on getting through today with licensing. Really hope they don't send... No, not again. They know our history.
Oh, looks like I'm in control of your fate while you reckon with your blunders. In front of your old adversary, no less.
This is not a game. You know the drill. Avoid the citation. Enrollment doesn't drop. Everyone keeps their job, including you.
No, no. You don't get to change the tides. That's not how the tides work. You are not the moon.
I'm your boss.
Well, if you think this was me who made the report, what's stopping me from tattling after all?
I'm still not convinced it wasn't you. So, I put Pete into infants with Veronica.
You didn't.
Oh, I did. And he's going to stay there until you help us to get through this.
You want my help? Then you give me back full lead teacher status in my classroom.
Out of the question.
Fine. Find another teacher here with my years of experience and no desire to work in a real school. I'm sure our licensor would love to bear witness.
You want your classroom back? You earn it. Get us to the end of the day like last week never happened.
No, there's no way I made that report. This job is hard enough without licensing coming in to check on us. Although, Eileen deserves it after the fiasco last week. This is exactly why she needs me. Huh. Even Eileen is terrified by our licensor. They have quite the past together, apparently. It'll be fun to see her squirm.
Hey, Miss Veronica.
Oh, Mr. Pete. What are you doing in Infants?
Eileen told me to come in here today to help you out or stay out of the way or both.
Huh. So this is awkward.
What? No way. This is fun. I feel like I haven't hung out with you in weeks.
Yeah, exactly. The last time we hung out, your tongue was down my throat, and I haven't heard from you since.
Wait, we Frenched?
Please don't call it that.
Oh, man, that's awesome! Still got it.
Gross. Hold this bottle.
Sorry, I just have not had good luck on Tinder lately, no matter how many shirtless pics I add.
No, that is not your problem. Wait, where did that bottle go that I handed you?
I put it with all the rest.
You mixed them all up?
Well, yeah, milk is milk, so no big deal.
That was breast milk!
Oh, yuck, I touched that bottle!
Oh, God.
So, what's the plan, Lee Teach?
To survive another day without Kelly.
Give me back my juice!
And find a replacement to the morning caffeine I had to dump down the drain. Let's just clean up snack.
Okay, kids, free play time. Ooh! Wash those sticky hands first. I don't want orange juice all over this classroom. So, what can I do to help you feel better?
Either drown me in all this spilled orange juice or scoop my brain out with my empty coffee cup. Whichever makes the stay end faster.
Miss Hillary, Charlie won't let me play with the ant. She keeps saying...
Ants? What ants? No. Yuck.
No, not in my classroom. No, where are they? Oh, Lord, no, that's a lot of ants.
This job just keeps getting better.
Hello, Catherine. Welcome back to Early Birds. I see licensing sent you again. It feels so long since you were last.
I'm here far too often. Yes, hello, I'm Catherine Martin. I do know Eileen, yes. We once had unfortunate interactions together in the public schools. But now I'm the licensor for all Southwestern Twin Cities child cares, and I'm kept very busy, so I like to cut straight to the point. What are all these microphones for? And I assume you received consent forms from all the families to record the children? I'll need copies of those, as well as background checks on each of you, and I expect to do all the talking while I conduct the interviews today, since I don't just ask questions, I get answers. Is that understood? Good. Let's begin. I received a report about last week. Care to elaborate?
Last week? Oh, nothing unusual happened, no. I wonder who would have made a report to you about that.
About what, Eileen?
Nothing, no. We run a tight ship around here. We're never out of ratio.
So, this is about ratio.
That's not what I said. We stay in ratio at all times possible.
So it's not always possible to stay in ratio.
When did I didn't say that.
I need your enrollment numbers.
Of course. As you'll see here, we have 5 classrooms with 73 students enrolled. That's infants, toddlers, preschool, and school age.
Seems high.
Well, efficiency in numbers is my pride and joy. It's how I'm able to run this place with only 10 staff.
Seems low.
No. I promise you that we make it work every day. I'm sure any one of these teachers will tell you the same thing.
Normally I'm a pacifist, but please tell me you killed them all.
Well, those little things sure know how to dodge Lysol, but they met their match with me.
Anything with that amount of legs shakes me to my core.
Okay, let's talk through our stories for the interviews.
Seriously, you can get the classroom back from me?
Obviously.
Oh, thank God. These kids don't listen to me without you, and they refuse to cover their mouths when they cough into my mouth.
Okay, so we were out of ratio for hours, and Nicole gave the flu to over half the class and all the teachers. We gotta figure out how to spin this in our favor.
You mean lie? Oh, I can't lie.
No, we don't need to lie. Just change a few words around.
Like hours to minutes?
Flu to stickers?
Yes. Nicole gave stickers to over half the class.
Perfect.
Really try to accentuate that it was nothing out of the ordinary.
Because we're always out of ratio and every kid here is always sick with something.
No, that's not true. We have really good herd immunity once it blows through us like a brush fire.
Well, then, just say it happens every so often. That way the word often is still being used.
Total transparency.
What could go wrong?
It's Hillary!
Okay, so that went wrong.
Oh, cool! Look at all these grasshoppers!
Why are there ants everywhere? And why doesn't Jada know the difference between ants and grasshoppers?
We're gonna need more Lysol.
Okay, we can fix this. It's like Brett Favre play calling a two-minute drill. We just need to figure out which bottle belongs to each baby and then label all of them before the licensor comes in here.
So like a taste test?
Again, gross! Are you always this good at messing things up?
Oh, come on. Is this about the necking thing again?
Once more, please don't call it that. Typically, after you make out with someone, you call them back.
Well, typically, I would not have dropped my cell phone in my beer that night.
We work in the same building. You could at least say hi.
I say hi like every day. Hey, Miss Veronica, will you help me get this loose? The kids tied me up again. Hey, Miss Veronica, have you seen the vacuum? Maggie got a marble stuck up her nose. Hey, Miss Veronica, what do we do with poopy underwear again? Is it like a swish in the toilet, hide in the cubby kind of thing?
You know what? I take it back. This milk mess makes sense. You really are good at screwing things up.
Break it up in here. Only work-appropriate behavior between you two.
What do you want, Bergstrom?
Just making sure everyone is clothed.
I was just changing his diaper, I swear.
And we need to corroborate on our stories about last week.
You mean when I single-handedly saved the day?
Yes, the whole world was impressed by the way you ripped the bye-bye buggy out of the doorway.
As they should be.
But when licensing interviews you, pretend that part never happened.
That was my single crowning achievement here.
Well, now it was... Wait a minute, Mr. Pete, what are you doing?
Just labeling all these bottles so I know which ones not to touch.
Why are none of these labeled already?
Because I have a playbook of formations to know whose is whose. Bottle one for Ava Dunn. See? I don't need a sticker to tell me what to do. But then Pete mixed them all up.
Tattletale!
Get that done fast in case the licensor comes in here and do not mention it in your interview. And in the meantime... Just know that it is a licensing violation for you two to touch each other.
And what do I say to licensing about all the spilt milk?
Clean it up!
Well, do you want me to say that or do that? Miss Kelly, do you want me to say that or do that?
Well?
It's fine. Everyone's totally normal. We got our story straight.
You better, because these interviews are about to start, and I just got grilled about how tight our enrollment is compared to capacity and staffing.
She sure sniffed you up fast.
God bless capitalism, but this is how the business works. You have to work for it. You would know that if you ever walked a day in my shoes. Oh, which you are.
Oh, so that's your scheme. Well, you can keep your ruby red slippers. I'll never agree with how you run things.
Well, I guess we'll see how well you run things after licensing is done with the interviews. You better hope she doesn't join me to check on you.
I thought she just left afterward.
Oh, she'll leave. Unless there's major discrepancies between your stories, in which case she'll tour every classroom.
So, like a quick glance in each room?
Oh, no. Observation, data collection, and evaluation. Like how I'm going to find out who reported us to licensing in the first place.
Like observing today? Or next week?
I thought you said you had things handled back there.
I do. It's handled. There's nothing going on back there, and all our stories line up, so...
Please state your name and position.
My name is Kelly Bergstrom, preschool co-lead teacher, soon to be lead teacher after today.
What do you mean?
Huh? Nothing. What?
I am Nicole Thompson, and I'm the preschool assistant teacher, and all of those words that I spoke are the truth.
I would hope so.
Hillary Prescott, I'm the co-lead teacher in preschool.
Did you say Prescott?
Yeah, Eileen's my mom. That conflict of interest should be enough to exclude me from questioning, right?
What bottles?
Name and title.
Oh, yeah. Pete Simmons. I'm a floater, so I help out in different classrooms. I guess if I had to choose, I really like toddlers the best. I think it's because we're kindred spirits. They really challenge my building skills. Imagine creating a tower out of blocks, but you're surrounded by Godzillas. It really pushes you.
Wait, who?
Miss Jessica? It says here that she teaches in the toddler classroom.
Oh, the toddler teachers? We never learn their names anymore. They don't last long. Safe to say, no one can compare to yours truly. Veronica Sippy, by the way. Infant's lead teacher.
I'm sorry. Was that...
Yes, Sippy like the cup. Just coincidence.
I'm here to talk about a report I received last week. Was there anything out of the ordinary that you remember happening?
Of course not. We thrive on the extraordinary around here, believe me.
So your answer is yes.
No, that's not what I said.
You said something extraordinary happened.
Did I say that? I don't think I said that. No. What I meant to say is that our ordinary is extraordinary, making our ordinary ordinary. Let me try that again.
Last week, I can honestly say that nothing was out of the ordinary.
Very normal week for us. We done. My head is pounding. Is your head pounding? Are you gonna finish that coffee?
I mean, lots of stuff happened last week, yeah. I made a huge castle out of blocks, way better than Jax. Played an epic new game called Block High Jump. Also, I made a necklace out of pipe cleaners and noodles. Miss Hillary said it showed a lot of creativity. She even hung it on the art wall.
Listen, all you need to know is that whatever you're here about, I can say with confidence that I had it handled. One might say it was the single greatest athletic feat in the history of this school.
Something extraordinary?
You stole the words right out of my mouth.
Were you ever out of ratio?
Not really.
So you were out of ratio?
I didn't say that, nope. It wasn't a big deal. We just needed a few extra minutes to move a couple of kids around.
Okay, two students over ratio. How long is a few extra minutes? 5, 10?
No. You're putting words in my mouth.
It was only 5 hours. I mean, minutes. I mean, it didn't last all day. Not like the flu. I mean, stickers?
Oh my gosh, does your mouth ever stop asking loud questions? I don't know, like 6 or 7 kids, who cares?
I care.
Okay, I get that it's your job to care, but your inside voice is dialed way up right now.
Tell me how long you were over ratio.
Just tell me what number will make the noises stop.
Oh gosh, a lot. For like a long time. But don't take my word for it, I was high on adrenaline that day from the EpiPen. Was that when I was sick with the flu? Nope, that was the day I hit my head on the slide and forgot everything.
Listen, I don't snitch, lady, so you're gonna have to try harder than that to get numbers out of me.
I think I have everything I need.
That's what I thought.
Well?
It's fine. Everything is even finer than before.
You don't sound positive.
Well, her line of questioning wasn't fair. What kind of interrogation requires specific details?
So what you're saying is that your stories won't line up?
What I'm saying is stall her before you start the tour. Unless you want to lose our license.
This does not bode well for your future, Bergstrom.
Okay. Oh, God! That smells! What's your status?
Well, the spilt milk spoiled in the time it took to relabel all these bottles.
Who knew breast milk could turn so fast?
Licensing is coming to the rooms right now.
Oh, man, I don't do well under pressure.
Unless you've got a giant stain remover, an F-ton of Febreze, and 8 quarts of fresh breast milk, you might want to stall.
Ugh. Open a window and turn on every fan you have. And no hanky-panky! Status, now!
The orange juice dried into a sticky mess and the kids tracked everywhere.
And my spine is still stabbing my skull like a lobectomy, but without the good drugs.
Are there still ants?
Mr. Cool, there's more in the sink!
We're out of Lysol, Miss Kelly. We're out of all our cleaning products!
Licensing is coming here now, so line those kids up and wash their hands for them!
Wait, where are you going?
To get my classroom back!
Oh, I'm sure you'll find our classrooms to be little havens of calm education.
We'll see, won't we?
Ms. Kelly is here.
Hello. Welcome to the infant classroom. You remember Ms. Veronica and Mr. Pete?
Yes, hello. These are babies that I know how to hold.
And right here on the floor with me, we have our daily sensory activity for the babies.
Today's activity is playing with shaving cream.
Yes, as you can see, we here at Early Birds aren't afraid to get down on the ground with our kids and play.
And it cleans the carpet at the same time. Double the reward. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Why don't I show you our labeling system for all the fresh breast milk?
Yes, so next we have our preschool classroom. Just as quaint and clean as all the rest.
Let's find out.
And here we have Ms. Kelly again.
Don't mind me, just leading another fun activity with Ms. Hillary and Ms. Nicole.
And it looks like we have more shaving cream.
Yes, around the whole classroom. A great sensory experience, and it cleans the floor at the same time.
Double the reward.
And here we have the other kids marching all around the classroom to the tune of The Ants Go Marching.
One of their favorites. They really get their wiggles out this way. Pretend ants, of course. Just another normal and fun and normal day at Early Birds Childhood Education Center.
So, Catherine, as you saw in the classrooms, the report you received was overstated by whoever called.
Maybe it was, but I'm still not convinced you typically operate under ratio.
Listen, let's not mince words here. Were we out of ratio? Sure. Did some people come down with the flu? Okay, fine. But was anyone put in harm's way? Who's to say?
That's my job.
Well, yes, obviously, but...
Oh, come on. You visit childcare centers every day. You know better than the rest of us that every once in a while, numbers and diseases and stories just kind of blend together.
That's evident.
But you saw it yourself out there today. Eileen runs this place like clockwork the majority of the time.
Catherine, let's not let our history together get in the way of our ability to give children the best education they deserve.
Well, looking at my notes, I don't see stories that link together, let alone link your center to excess ratio or sickness. And based on what I saw here today, I'll save you a citation. For now. But rest assured, I will be back to check in on you.
Ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
No, I have no idea what happened between those two. But since I got us through the day without a citation, now I get my classroom back. See? I told you she needed me, which is exactly why I filed the report with licensing.
Pretty good scheme, right? Although I did not take all those curveballs into account. I should know better by now.
Ms. Eileen! I believe you have a classroom to hand over to me.
Those were the terms of our agreement, yes. And magically, you finally lived up to your potential.
And here you thought your daughter was so deserving of more power. You really shouldn't doubt me so much.
You're right.
I don't like the sound of this.
I should trust you with more responsibility. Now that you're in charge of the preschool classroom again... You can head the annual preschool concert.
No, that's your thing that you love to control, and it is just so much work.
Well, with your new work ethic, it shouldn't be a problem for you to run the winter gala.
Rebranding a bunch of screaming children as a winter gala is pretentious, even for you.
You want to keep your classroom? You put on the concert. You can finally put that music degree to good use. Now, shouldn't you go check on Pete?
Did licensing leave yet?
Yes. And I picked you up an iced coffee on my break.
Oh my God, thank you.
Maybe it'll help you build up that confidence to tell your mom that you don't want to do this job anymore.
Wait, how did you know? Thanks, Miss Nicole.
Well, we made it through.
It's lucky we always have a constant supply of shaving cream at daycare. It's so fun to play in.
It's also a good thing you always have a constant supply of whey protein powder stashed here.
Yeah, I mean, I drink it all the time, but never noticed it looks so much like breast milk.
That licensor knew none the wiser. Wait, please say you didn't feed any of that to the babies.
Of course I didn't. I still needed my daily intake of protein.
Wait, please say you didn't feed yourself out of those bottles.
Got a bulk up from a hashtag ShredNation on Instagram. Speaking of which, my abs haven't said hello to my followers today.
Oh, hello.
Listen, you helped me out a lot today. Maybe someday I'll get to teach my own classroom thanks to you.
Well, you are welcome.
Well, we passed with flying. Licensing lady! Violation!
Still got it.
This episode of Preschool was directed by Mark Phelant and Lisa Helmy Johansson, with writing help from Z Infante and Elise Porter, and editing by Adam and Bethany Sharp.
Woo! That was fun!
Licensing, starring Jennifer Barnhart as Veronica, Stacia Fernandez as Eileen, Lisa Helmy Johansson as Kelly, Mark Leviser as Pete, Rivka Reyes as Hillary, and Anita Welch as Nicole.
There, laugh riot!
Guest starring L. Morgan Lee as Catherine.
Voices are chosen by Penny, Juniper Jones, and me, Ira.
Music by Lars Eric Larson, and sound design by Lisa Helmy Johansson.
I wonder what will happen in the next episode.
This podcast was developed by our showrunner, Lisa Helmy Johansson.
That's all. That's all I have to say. You want to listen?
Yeah.
No, seriously, this phone is water resistant. Watch. Oh, dang, I lost your digits. Here, just write your phone number backwards on my forehead. Better odds.
Hey, this is Jake, one of the producers of Preschool. Thanks for listening to episode 3. Children and their care are at the heart of who we are here at Preschool. This episode is dedicated to Penny Wender Thompson. Please consider supporting the Clover Foundation, which was created in her memory. The Clover Foundation provides small grants to engage children with the visual and performing arts. Find out more at www.thecloverfoundationmn.org. May we all remember to hold our loved ones close.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.